Welcome to Soulfully Diffused, where we talk a little bit about life and love, mind, body, soul, and oils. This is Amy.
And I'm Ashley, and welcome everybody to episode 4.
Episode 4
of our, what we've called our second season. And today, we're going to talk about, well, I mean a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But we specifically, I don't know what we're going to call it yet, because I feel like the name's going to come to us at the end of the episode. And we'll have like a lightning flash of creative genius. But
I'm banking on it.
Yeah, that's the hope. The idea is to talk to you guys about oils.
Yeah.
Ain't that exciting? We're going to talk about the essential oils, specifically what we use from doTERRA, and how they are a part of a whole health practice and not a miracle.
And we kind of have a good reason that we thought that this would be an appropriate topic for our next podcast episode. And maybe Ashley will chat a little bit about kind of what brought this about.
I can do that. Yeah. So I was going down the scroll hole of Facebook the other day, and I saw a video. It's that guy that he like comes on and does like little spoofy mocking videos of people who jump on board health kicks. And the caption of the video, I didn't even have to watch the video before like a light bulb went off in my head, but the caption of the video was basically something to do with like essential oils will save your life or are everything.
Something to that extent.
Something, anyways. Yeah, something like that. And I'm sure it was very funny and like that was the intent of it. But for me, I instantly thought to myself, yeah, like, how many of us out there and how many of you out there hear about like, you know, some new trend like wheat belly or the South Beach diet or
keto.
Yeah. And we throw all of our eggs in that basket.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we're like, okay, if I do this one thing, I'm saved.
Right.
And I mean, as we're going to talk about, maybe that's not the right approach.
Yeah. So we kind of just want to talk about how it's never just one thing.
No.
There's so many components to creating a life of wellness that something can be incredible, like essential oils. We love essential oils. Mm-hmm. We have nothing bad to say about them.
Actually, nothing but good things to say about
them. Right. But we also do understand that essential oils are only a component of the wellness that we're trying to create in our own lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, I love water, too, but
you're not going to go on the water diet.
No. I need more.
Right. Just like we need more than essential oils to live a healthy life.
Yeah. I think I wrote a little post and shared this to our oil groups online. But the oils are there to support all of the other things that you're trying to do. They're there to support you emotionally, physically, spiritually, in your cleaning, in the way you parent, in the way you manage your emotions throughout the day. They doing your laundry. Yeah, like, I think it's really about, like, up-leveling your health and, like, stepping further into the journey with the oils. I do think that. But if we're only turning to a bottle of essential oil to, you know, solve all of our problems, it's not going to it's not going to work out. And you're going to end up being skeptical about the oils because you're placing so much of your faith in this one thing.
Yeah, and we kind of chatted about that too, that this is probably one of the reasons that people are skeptical of essential oils, right? Because just like things that are fads, which I don't think essential oils are a fad, essential oils have been around for tons of years.
Thousands of years.
But because of the growth in the industry, people view it as a fad. Mm-hmm. And with trendy. That, yeah. And with that comes skepticism. And I think part of that is there are people out there who talk about essential oils as though they are everything. They'll mm-hmm. save your life. They'll whatever.
Rock your world.
Which they will do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I do refer to them sometimes as magic in a bottle. But yes. I feel like they are just an extra part of all of the other things that we need to do.
I think they, like, complement.
Yeah. And like you said, I think up-leveling is, like, the perfect word. Yeah. We do hear that a lot when we're talking about doTERRA. It's just up-leveling your life in so many different areas. And that's the other really cool thing about essential oils is that they can help to up-level your life in so many different areas of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Which we're going to talk about.
We are. And I think also the point should be made. I loved that you were talking about the trend and like that, you know, that it's trendy or that it's all the rage right now to like all these companies are wanting to come out with essential oils.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I'm not going to speak for Amy, but I feel like I'm going to hit the nail on the head. But, the reason we both work with doTERRA is because we believe in the product as a long-term healthcare complement.
Absolutely.
I don't like, we're doing this business in a way that feels like authentic and real and connected for both of us. That's always been really important. And it's because I'm not going to just stop doing this next month. This is, I'm committed to like continuing to include the oils into as many aspects of my healthcare routines as I can.
Yeah, exactly.
For this foreseeable future. Yeah.
Like, we are both always looking for new ways to include essential oils in our life, in our home. And as we do that, like, that's nothing that's going to change, right? It's just going to continue to grow and develop. And why wouldn't we share that with other people?
Yeah, forever.
Right. So it's not going anywhere soon.
I want to be buried with a bottle of frankincense.
The first one that you own because you won't use it.
Yeah, or whatever. I'll still be on that same bottle because I don't want to use it.
No, she won't. She's going to use it.
No, I will. I will, guys. I am going to. It's in the diffuser, okay? That's a good start.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think the other thing we wanted to say real quick before we talk about like rounding out your health and wellness is a little bit about preventative wellness. So the idea that we don't always have to take care of things after they become a problem. Sometimes it's nice to care for ourselves in the preterm.
Yeah.
Right? Like, making sure that we're committed to our health and wellness regularly so that it's not something that has to be like frighteningly fixed.
Mm-hmm. And preventative wellness and preventative healthcare is something that I'm super passionate about because so much of preventative healthcare lies in nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
But it is something that I talk a lot about with essential oils as well, because it's the same thing. There's so many things that we can do to allow essential oils to support us in that preventative wellness and not waiting, like the way that our healthcare system is set up really is reactive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that more so now there is starting to be that shift where people are drawn more to that preventative wellness.
I think it's the same for counseling too. It makes me really sad when people see me after they have an anxiety attack or after they've had a nervous breakdown or right. after they've tried to commit suicide.
Yeah.
Those people, all of us, we could use someone to talk to.
Right.
Just the same way that we could use like an apple a day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Right? So I think that the more we can support ourselves in the here and now, I mean, the better we are going to, it's a ripple effect that pays yeah. off for our households, for our children. And then, yeah, it's just, that can only breed good results.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like we're super serious today.
I know. I think we are. I don't know why.
We need like a playful oil or something. We're getting real preachy.
I think it's the put in the focus diffuser blend. I like did. Laser beam.
We really are. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Whenever we do our next one, we'll have to put something like more emotional
yeah.
on it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Okay. Yeah, where are we going to start? Wellness. What's it look like, Amy? It looks like a pyramid.
It does. It does. Yeah, we talk a lot also within doTERRA about this wellness pyramid. And on a podcast, you can't see the picture of it, but we'll describe it.
It's a pyramid.
It's a pyramid. So, you know, the larger parts at the bottom and the smaller parts are at the top.
That's a good description.
And kind of the base of wellness is built on two things, really, that all of us know, which is nutrition and physical activity and just physical wellness.
And purposeful movement.
Yes. And that's really kind of just the base of wellness, and it builds up from there. I don't know, do we want to talk about all the components or talk about them as we go on?
Well, let's talk about...
We'll talk about those things
yeah,
first.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, I guess kind of some of the physical aspects are higher up too, right?
Yeah, so starting with like, we'll talk a little bit about exercise and
okay.
physical movement now. We've said this before on here. I'm not a marathon runner. I'm not a weightlifter. I'm not a yogi.
Yeah, I'm not any of those things either.
No, I'm like a toe dipper. And
that's a good way to describe it.
Isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. If I feel like going for a walk is the best way to intentionally and purposefully move my body, then that's what I will do. If it's doing like a HIIT workout, I'll do that. If I want to knock out something crazy and go for a big run, I can do that.
Yeah. And I think a lot of that, as we were talking about before, is just being in tune to what your body needs in the moment. So not forcing yourself to, do the same
to it, yeah.
Or being the same as someone else, right? So, seeing that someone has gone for a run or they go for a run every day and thinking, like, I should go for a run every day, but
do maybe you want to go for a run every day?
Maybe that's, yeah, can do you? You want, but maybe that also that's not really what your body needs. And the only reason you're thinking that is because you're comparing yourself and watching someone else do that. So, really being in tune to what your body needs on a physical level, I think, is really important. It could just be walking or going for a hike
or a bike ride with your kid.
Right.
Swim in the pool and you're playing Marco Polo and then you tread water for like 5 minutes.
It could be literally anything.
Yeah. I think the important point is just making it purposeful and intentional in that it is to further your wellness.
Because right.
I do hear a lot of the time, you know, oh, well, I chase my kids around and that's my physical movement. And that's not to say that's not a good thing.
Right. But those are also activities of daily living. Those are not
purposeful.
Purposeful movements, which, yes, those need to be included.
Yeah. Mindful movement.
Yes.
And then I think you can speak better to
nutrition.
Nutrition.
So, without going into a lot of detail, and we've talked about nutrition before, but just really focusing on eating real food. Like, trying to think of what this, if it came from a plant, eat it. If it was made in a plant,
beat it.
Think twice.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to rhyme.
Well, that could be it. Eat it. That works better.
Beat it.
Yeah, just eating, like, more real foods, whole foods, foods that come from closer to home when you can. I know that's a little harder where we live. But just trying to focus on, it's not an all or nothing, but I like to follow kind of that 80-20 rule, and 80% of the time eating whole, fresh foods that aren't processed somewhere, and just really being intentional about what types of foods you're putting into your body. If you want to have a donut one day or an ice cream, it's okay. And I think the important part about that too is not feeling guilty about it or beating yourself up about it, but just allowing that to fit into that healthy relationship with food is a big part of that nutrition as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing that I wanted to say about that is I know for me, and I mean, this is part of your actual like job mm-hmm. and life, but for me, understanding food a little bit more and like doing a bit of research and like knowing what foods do for you, or even like, I'm going to plug you here for a minute, but like following Amy's posts are like, it's really, I've even found it just really helpful. And like, we talk about this all the time, and I pride myself on knowing a lot, maybe not practicing it well, but knowing a lot about food and just knowing, like you posted about like what avocados do. And I was like, oh yeah, shit, that's right. They do so much for you.
Yeah. And when you're not in it every day, like you're not expected to know why certain foods are good for you. You might know that they are good for you, but yeah, sometimes understanding or learning a little bit more here and there through someone who has devoted a lot of time to learning about food, such as myself, it's something then you don't have to go searching for that information, and you know that it comes from a trusted source. Mm-hmm. But having that knowledge and understanding can sometimes kind of push you a little bit more into that direction and really understanding, yes, I know it's good for me, but having that understanding of why it's good for you.
How it works in your body, how it fuels you.
Yeah.
I think the trusted source is key too, because we can watch somebody who's, you know, following a particular diet or way of eating and see that they're, you know, having all this success in weight loss, or that they're like fitting into their clothes again, or they're able to run again. Mm-hmm. And modeling after unhealthy sources mm-hmm. is not healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes things like that, as you mentioned, weight loss, there's healthy ways, if that's a goal that you have set for you, there's healthy ways to lose weight. And for your body, losing weight at a healthy rate is also very important.
Yeah. For your brain too.
Yeah. And there are ways that you can lose weight really quickly. But that up and down that gets created with some of those things is so much worse on your body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that people really need to be aware of.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, and you know what, I do think we're in a time now where we can go back and look at all of the fads that have come out and realize how many people, I mean, myself included, have subscribed to particular ways of like dieting or whatever that have really messed up the way that our body understands what to do with food.
Absolutely. 100%.
And that's really unfortunate. But we use what we have and we use the tools that we have now to move forward.
Right.
Like, and one of those tools is the oils.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Okay, what else do we want to talk about? Food, body movement.
So then I guess we go into a couple of the areas where this is where we find kind of our essential oils fit in really well, is like the next few stages. And I mean, essential oils obviously come into play with nutrition. You can use like doTERRA essential oils, you can use them in your cooking. And then also we use them with physical activity. But we want to focus, we're going to focus on some other areas today. And the next two areas kind of in that pyramid are, rest and sleep for your body and mental wellness. And the other component to that is like reducing toxicity in your environment. So we'll talk a little bit about those two areas and kind of how we use essential oils to support those areas of wellness in our life.
Yeah, so I'm going to take on the toxic load in the home thing. This is a really big chore, mainly because we watch commercials and we see that we have to use a particular brand that rhymes with Fisol and, you know, kills 99% of germs and blah, 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 blah. And then we look on the package and on the bottle and there's literally like a caution sign.
Literally.
That means it shouldn't be in your lungs. It shouldn't be touching your skin. And it's especially frightening to have around your children and your pets.
Yeah.
So something I've been really working on is trying to integrate the oils more into my personal care, which is to say like skincare, like even my hair routines, like any personal stuff, you know, bathroom stuff. I've got a drop of, you know, this or that that I put in my face moisturizer. I'll use stuff, like if I'm moisturizing my legs after I've shaved them, like whatever I need to do to not be having like scent and fragrance and chemical poured onto my body. And I want to say too, like I've been using doTERRA for a little over a year, about a year, probably more than that. But this is a process. I didn't go into my bathroom and like put my arm at the back of my shelf and sweep it all in the garbage.
Yeah.
It's taken time and it takes the confidence to, and the knowledge to continue to like build your little essential oil army, so to speak. Yeah.
It definitely takes time. Same thing. And I find, in that aspect of like starting to kind of replace things in the home, because people get so overwhelmed, right? But I try to remind people like we didn't do it overnight and we're still working on it.
Yeah.
It takes time. But starting with one thing.
Yeah. I'd say what do you think the best thing to start with is?
Cleaners.
Yeah. I was going to say like a multi-purpose cleaner.
Yeah.
Done.
Multi-purpose cleaner. You can do so much with it. Yes.
I've made it like 16 times.
Right.
And I clean with it constantly.
Yeah. Super simple. Yeah. Literally best way to start for sure.
Yeah. So a multi-purpose cleaner. I mean, you can throw in On Guard. You can throw in cassia or melaleuca or tea tree because they're antifungal. You can use any of the citrus oils because they're really cleansing. There's just, we can do this naturally.
Yeah.
Or, and that's where you can start.
And then I would say the next thing after that, that is also pretty easy, is this hand soap.
Yes.
Yeah. Because the soaps that we use in our homes, well, we don't use them anymore, but that a lot of people use in their homes, there's so many questionable contents in those.
Yeah. Dye.
And they go on your hands.
Yeah.
And then your hands
goes into your,
touch your eyes and your mouth and your nose and your food and.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd say that could be a good number too.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
One thing that I've noticed too with working on like getting rid of and replacing those products is we have so much less now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you just have one bottle that replaces all these random things.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a great thing. And that's also less waste, which is nice from Mrs. Mother Earth.
Yes. Another thing we're trying to work on as well.
Another thing. Yeah. But again, you take your time with it. I've just... Right. Every garbage day or so, I'm like, what's another product that has been in my shelf for years and years that I'm not going to use that is probably not good for me anyway?
Yeah.
And then I start to think about how I can replace that naturally.
Yeah.
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 So that's my toxic load spiel.
Yeah. And, what should we talk about next? Sleep.
Yeah, maybe. Sleep. Sleep's good.
All right.
I love sleep.
So, also, I'm looking at your cat calendar over there. Oh, it's cats and dogs. Also very important, obviously, to health. Oh, and the other thing was stress, too. So this is, like, stress and mental wellness and sleep.
Yes.
I have had a very stressful year.
Mm-hmm.
And my sleep has been kind of up and down. I feel like I went through a period of time where my sleep was not so great, and I was using the oils to support me, and that really helped. And then I was good, and I wasn't really relying on them as much, which is fine. Like, I think it's part of that we were talking about earlier, ebbs and flows, the same with the exercise, right? You might go through periods of time where you can't sleep without your diffuser running, and then you have periods of time where you're like, good to go. Oh,
when's the last time I filled that?
Yeah, yeah. Your head's asleep when it touches the pillow kind of thing, right? So using them as tools when you need them and to help support you when you need that extra support. So I need that extra support right now because my sleep has been not so great lately. And I randomly stumbled across a diffuser blend, which is lavender. I can't even remember off the top of my head how many drops. I believe it's 4 drops of lavender. I put 1 drop of patchouli because it's quite strong. It's quite aromatic.
Yes.
And then I do 1 or 2 drops of wild orange, depending on how quickly it comes out of the bottle, because citrus oils are quite thin. So, yeah, and I was a little unsure of this blend, but I came across it really randomly, and right at kind of the moment where I realized my sleep is not going well, I need something that's going to help support me in that. And right away I noticed a difference, and now I go to bed and I like crave that because I know that my body needs that right now.
Yeah.
And even though I'm still really exhausted, I really need a break. It's helping me sleep better. Like, I know for sure when I wake up that I can feel the difference when I've had a deeper sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's so, I always feel a little bad talking about sleep because I can be super stressed and I still sleep.
Yeah.
I can be super happy and excited. I'm still going to go to sleep.
I can sleep. I can fall asleep.
Yeah.
For me, it's, and I don't even really feel like I'm restless, like I wake up restless, but I can wake up in the morning and know that I just didn't get into a deep sleep.
Right.
And that's kind of an ongoing, but not all the time. It's just kind of, I go through periods of time where I know I'm not getting into that deep sleep where you need to be. You need to get into that deep sleep to be able to regenerate. Yeah. So I'm really grateful that I have these tools to be able to support me in those periods of time when I really need it.
I actually was thinking about that today. I was feeling super bloated and I was like, I'm going to go grab my peppermint roller real quick. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, what did I do before oils? And it's not to say I was like lost. And it's not to say that I wouldn't, you know, like take a Tums or something, right, or take a Tylenol for a headache, but it's like those like little discomforts throughout the day that like I can just support, you know, like if I'm hot, I'll roll a bit of peppermint on, or the bloating, I can put a bit of Digestin on or some wild orange, or you know what I mean? It's just, It's those little things that you can, again, like the better you feel, the better you show up for everything.
Exactly.
And so it's all these like little cheats in our day. And if we can find a way to sleep, you know, 10% better.
Right.
That's a huge gain.
Right. And it, yeah. And it's, it goes back to that. It's not a miracle, right? It's not, It's not the answer to everything, but yeah, I feel the same way. Like if it can change my sleep just a tiny bit so that I feel even a little bit more rested the next day, then why would I not want it?
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so that was the level of the pyramid that we talked about, like sleep, toxicity.
Stress. So stress is in there. So do you want to talk about kind of mental wellness?
Yeah, so I mean, that's definitely part of the pyramid. In the same way that we need to like fill ourselves up with you know, nice, clean, whole foods, we need to fill ourselves up with proper emotional regulation. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is because I think we get really caught up in feeling this need to be happy and positive and inspired all the time. And for me personally, in my work, that's not where I'm going to lead anybody. I don't think we were meant to be put on this earth and to be, you know, happy, happy, joy, joy all the time.
Right.
I think the best example of this, and I tell people all the time, is to watch Inside Out. Joy does not exist without appreciating sadness, and she has to be able to hear anger mm-hmm. and what it says. And all of those emotions do and have different functions for our mental state, mm-hmm. and we need to pay attention to them and we need to honor them. And so I feel like that's really where I've been leaning into the oils the past probably few weeks to a month. I am self-employed now, and what I realized the other day is I don't have coworkers or, you know, a revolving door of people walking in that need service to pull me out of a mood anymore.
Right.
Which is to say, there's no distractions for my feelings. And I mean, just because I work with people on this doesn't mean I don't have, you know, my own right. falling victim to it too. And so I
like a dietitian.
Yeah.
Still eats a donut.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. We have the experience of going through these things as humans, and that makes it
right.
an easier thing for us to tap into. So as I've been learning that fun fact about myself, I'm having to like really think through my mood instead of just thinking, oh, well, you know, I'll go chat with somebody or someone's going to come in and I'm going to have to like work on the computer. And then in an hour I realize, oh, I'm out of my mood. Yeah. I don't really have that anymore. I'm kind of on my own, which is fine, but I want my oils.
Yeah.
I have been rolling my cheer, my motivate, my passion, my peace, my balance, like
all of them.
All of the oils. Yeah.
Anything
I'm drawn to. Yeah. And I do feel I'm drawn to certain ones on certain days. And so again, it's like, why wouldn't I reach for some support? It doesn't mean I need it all the time. It doesn't right. mean I'm reliant on it, but how nice is it to know that a plant actually has properties that can support the way my nervous system and my body and my brain communicate and work with each other?
Yeah.
Like, hello, I'm going to reach for some oil.
It is pretty magical.
It is. See, yeah, it is magical.
It's magical.
But not on its own.
Right.
Because in conjunction with that, we need to be, you know, doing things that make us feel good. We need to be talking to people and letting them know our highs and our lows mm-hmm. and honoring the bad days and living up the good days. I think it's great to, you know, listen to personal development stuff like audiobooks, podcasts. If you can get your nose in a book, do that. Spend time with people that help you to dig a little deeper than the surface, right?
Yeah.
You know, we have people that are good for a laugh and people that are good for a deep conversation. So,
and people that are good for both.
And people that are good for both. Yeah. And so figure out where you need to be.
Yeah.
Same way that we figure out what our body needs. What does your mind crave?
Yeah.
Quiet, silence, relaxation, mindfulness practices, meditation, going in the middle of the forest and letting out a rip roar and scream. You go where you need to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's stress.
That's stress in yeah. a nutshell.
That's it.
So we have a few kind of other things that we want to chat about that aren't really within that specific pyramid. But maybe we'll quickly kind of just, we've already mentioned really kind of what's more at the top of that pyramid and where that pyramid kind of leads is what we've already mentioned in talking about preventative healthcare. So having the knowledge, so knowing where to source information or where to source someone who has the information. We've talked about that a little bit. Knowing what tools you have to support you. So just being aware and kind of building some of that empowerment.
Yes.
And
empowerment.
Yeah. So that's kind of part of it, is taking back some of the control over your wellness, and all of, I feel like all of those parts below kind of lead into that. And then that leads into that preventative healthcare. So instead of being reactive and waiting for you to get sick or to feel unwell or whatever it might be, is taking that proactive approach and just doing something every day to help support wellness, whether it's getting a good night's sleep or talking through emotions or moving your body. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, doing something, at least one thing every day as a preventative measure.
Yeah, and I think we won't go too in depth here, but I mean, something to really pay attention to is going for your routine checks at the doctor, mm-hmm. and, you know, having blood work, seeing where things are at, getting to the dentist. Your oral health is quite important.
Yeah. And that's a good point too. Like, I just went to the doctor and I had some concerns about specific things, and just even seeing lab results for things I wasn't necessarily even concerned about, but just getting a checkup and seeing where things are at, it's just nice. It's reassuring to know, okay, I'm doing a good job. Mm-hmm. I'm keeping myself well. I'm keeping myself healthy. There's nothing I need to worry about. Even in the things I wasn't necessarily concerned about, it is nice to just get that reassurance, right? That kind of that proactive approach that I'm taking, I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that you don't have to know everything about, like, what all your blood work means.
No,
and
no.
Yeah, we have free healthcare if you're here with us in Canada. Like, use it.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other thing we wanted to touch on, which is not in either of our wheelhouse, so we won't go too in depth, is financial wellness.
Yeah.
Not to say that we aren't intellectual in the area of finance, but just, you know, keeping an eye on things, checking in with your bank accounts, like knowing where your money goes, feeling appreciative for the constant in and out and the flow of money. There's some really great books. If you guys want some tips, definitely let us know. We've read a couple of really good ones in this area.
Yeah. I think there's, even to just pull out one thing that I think a lot of people could even just use as a starting point, that really stood out to me was, as you said, like that appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times we look at,
oh, I gotta pay a bill.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Paying bills as like torture. Like, oh my gosh, I have to pay the mortgage. I have to pay.
Look how much this
the
water
Rogers
bill is.
Bill or whatever it is that you use. And instead of thinking, how lucky are we that we have a laptop and we have these phones that
connect us to the
connect
world.
Connect us to and everyone and everything. Or that, like, even something simple that we can sit down on the couch when we want to at night and watch a movie together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In our home.
And turn on the lights.
So, yeah.
And then wash our hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or that we have a house and we have a mortgage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Because there's a lot of people who don't have that.
Yeah.
So changing your perspective on that, I think, is a perfect starting point. I mean, for anyone.
Like, yeah.
Whether or not you think you have areas to worry about in finances, I think just creating financial wellness, that's like a great starting point. Even if you have no concerns about about money, just having that perspective and having that outlook can create just positive energy regardless.
Yeah, I love that. That's like one of my, if I pay a bill, I'm like trying to send out a like gratitude for having the, first of all, the money to pay it, or if you don't, like having 10 bucks to put towards it.
Right.
Right. Like whatever you can manage, try to sit with the success and the appreciation of that rather than the, oh, there goes another $200.
Right.
And I'm going to have to work this many hours to make it up.
Don't do that.
No, that's bad self-talk. Bad self-talk. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we want to end with?
Well, I kind of just wanted to read part of this post that you had put up for our community because I feel like, or maybe just the whole thing because it's a really good, like it just brings it all together.
Okay.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the words of Ashley Hurst, here's Amy.
Yeah. Okay. So this was kind of the beginning of the podcast and why we thought this would be a good topic in response to that video that Ashley did not watch.
Yeah.
So, essential oils are not the end-all and be-all of healthy living. They will not cure all of your ailments. They won't solve your roller coaster of emotions. They aren't the magic weight loss pill the world dreams of. They are part of a whole wellness system redo. They can support your body and mind as you work towards healing, towards growing, towards up-leveling. They are a part of the puzzle that is whole health. They link together with clean from the earth, whole food eating, to water intake, to moving your body in a purposeful, mindful way. They can join together with therapy and self-care and personal development. By including the oils and this plant magic into your wellness toolkit, you are just giving yourself that extra advantage, the support, the love from the earth, the extra puzzle piece of living your best.
I like it.
Yeah.
Talent right there.
That was really good.
that was nice. I like that you liked it.
I did really like it.
Yeah, I also like the image with it. So if you guys are wanting in on the group, let me know.
Yeah. We'll let you join.
So I hope you guys enjoyed running through this protocol of whole health and integrating the oils into that. I mean, it's certainly something that gets us fired up, clearly.
Clearly.
Yeah. Huh. I'd love to hear, you know, what your challenges are, what are areas that you feel like the oils really support you or that you could use some more support. And, you know, where you struggle and where you succeed.
Yeah.
Because we are all doing this together.
Exactly.
And the better we all do together, that ripple effect, man, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, guys, thanks so much for listening. If you haven't already, head over to the subscribe button, press it, and you will get updated every time we have a new episode because we love for you to listen and we love to hear what you think of the show. So rate us.
Yes.
Could you, please?
Could you?
Yeah. Anyway, guys, thanks so much. And don't forget to spend a little bit of time connecting to your soul. Bye-bye.